This thing on? Statutory disclaimer in opening statement. The Zomo the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures. Like humans, weasels, Hollywood types. I'm not sure whether those are humans or weasels. I think they're a human-weasel hybrid or whatever. Anyways, no belugas, any other mammals, no birds, no frogs, no fish, no snakes, no slugs, no geckos. You know, the least the birds and the snakes could do is eat the damn geckos, all of them. Maybe then we wouldn't hate them so much, but no, they're slackers, so screw them, they're almost as bad as the geckos because they're enablers. You all good now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy. You're listening to the Zomo the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo the Peaceable. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in Zomo the Destroyer. If not, you are a loser. Shame on you. You could catch yourself up at my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com, I guess. So it's still November. And the only thing worse than that is December, which is next week, and then January, which is after that. Ugh. And it's raining. I don't know if it picks up on the mic, but I can hear dripping from outside the window. Constant dripping like Chinese water torture. I'm starting to think maybe it isn't Chinese water torture. Maybe it's just Canadian water torture. The one part where the water isn't frozen, but that's just as bad when it's constantly dripping anyways. So there wasn't a show on Sunday because technical support monkey got all uppity and went back to Richmond on the bus boat, and iguanas pissed off because Richmond sucks, but it's where the Also-Ran Mall is with the real Santa. And Chimpette didn't take Iggy to see him and present my list of demands.
Zomo, I couldn't, like, take you back because I was, like, helping my dad pack the last things of the old house. And it's, like, all full of boxes. You know, he's a cheapskate, so he turned the heat way down. And actually, I think he turned it off in half the house. And it's, like, way too cold in there even for people, let alone for you.
You should have told him to turn the heat up for Iggy the day before.
Yeah, but he's, like, stubborn. He wouldn't do it.
You need to learn to stand up to your old man, Chimpette. At least when it comes to things that benefit iguana.
Yeah, like my shrink says the same thing, but
you need to listen to your shrink. Because you didn't, and now Iggy didn't get to go see the real Santa, and now Iggy's not going to have any weapons of mass destruction waiting under the tree on Christmas morning, and it's all your fault.
You shouldn't be asking Santa for weapons, Zomo.
It's for self-defense and the establishment of an iguana homeland and for species cleansing of undesirables from said homeland.
Whatever. Santa's about bringing toys, not weapons.
Chimpette, when did you become a filthy Bolshevik? Is it from watching the CBC? Iguana told you not to watch the CBC. It gives you brain cancer and turns you into a filthy commie with dreadlocks and B.O.
I'm not a commie.
Commie, NDP voter, same thing.
I vote conservative.
Right, that's what all you filthy commies say when cornered. Ig ain't falling for it. Iguana know a filthy commie when Ig see one. So then she pulls this Conservative Party of Canada card out of her wallet, like that's supposed to mean anything. I mean, any idiot with $15 and a willingness to get harassed for donations can buy themselves one of them cards. It don't mean nothing about her actual political affiliation. She probably bought it as a deflection anyway, you know, to try and fool Iggy into thinking she isn't a dirty CBC-watching commie. I ain't buying it. Anyway, so Ig says to her, you have to take Iggy to Richmond to see the real Santa at the Also-Ran Mall, Chimpette, and Iguana ain't paying for the bus boat. That's on you for not taking Iggy this time. Well, she claims the real Santa ain't gonna be at that mall this year because he has a rotation and some such crap, and supposedly he's gonna be at the Nanaimo Mall instead in a week or two. Iguana don't know if I should believe a known Bolshevik who watches the CBC, but since Georgie's being a twat and refusing to take Iggy on the bus boat back to Richmond to see the real Santa as well, Iggy might have no choice. Guess it is true that Comrade Technical Support Monkey is the one who found Iggy the real Santa last year, but that could just be a fluke. I don't get what I want this year. When am I going to arrange to have Technical Support Monkey shipped off to the gulag? So, what else? Oh yeah, Gwen asked her if what's-his-face guitar dude has returned back to Mexico again. You know, to run away from her. But anyways, apparently yes he has, but no, he still ain't seen my deadbeat cousin Bopinu yet. So Iggy's still out the $37 that loser borrowed from Iggy 2 years ago. He says to her, you better tell him to go find Bopinu and beat Iggy's money out of that little deadbeat son of a bitch, Chimpette.
He said he'll keep an eye out, Zamo.
He needs to keep a fist out, Chimpette.
He's not going to beat your cousin up, Zamo.
What if Bopinu needs a beating?
Okay, he doesn't believe in hurting animals.
What about deadbeat losers who owe Iggy money?
Even so, he's, into that whole nonviolence Buddhism thing.
You better fix that.
What are you talking about, fix it?
What's his face, guitar dude, needs to get him some Jesus in his life. Or, you know, whatever deity it is that Ted Nugent prays to.
Okay, he doesn't want to be like Ted Nugent, Zamo. God.
Iguana won my $37!
Yeah, well, he'll keep an eye out for Bopinu, okay?
God damn it. Can't find good help nowadays. Anyways, also in Technical Support Monkey news, she was blathering about how she's been watching lots of killer whale documentaries on YouTube. Like Iguana was supposed to approve or some such bullshit. And Iggy told her, killer whales suck. But she was all like,
oh, they're really fascinating creatures, Amo.
Fascinating creatures that kill you dead, you dits. It's in the name. Killer whale. Not friendly Dalai Lama whale or what's-his-face guitar dude that won't hurt animals even if they owe Iggy $37 whale. It's killer whale. Killer. As in whales that kill you.
That is so ignorant, Zama. They mostly eat fish.
No, that's the retard whales that mostly eat fish. The ones that are too dumb to hunt. You know, like the ones at SeaWorld who do tricks. They eat fish in a handful of retard whales in the wild around Vancouver who are dying out eat fish, you know, because they obviously got infested with whatever's in the drinking water in Vancouver that makes people go vegan. Fish is kind of like the next closest thing, I guess. They probably eat seaweed, though. I bet they do, because they're retard whales, so they bet they do eat seaweed as well. But anyways, normal killer whales eat seals and sea lions and fat tourists who don't swim so well.
Killer whales don't eat fat tourists, Emma. That's sharks. Killer whales don't eat people at all.
That's what they want you to believe. They kill people all the time at SeaWorld. Ain't you ever seen blackfish?
Okay, that was one serial killer whale. One serial killer whale. Just the one?
No, it's not just Tillicum. There are others, like Keto, who have killed trainers, and Tillicum had helpers on at least one occasion. And lots of other attempts to kill trainers and other humans. Now, I don't necessarily blame them for that. God knows humans need killing. But that's beside the point. The point is they're killer whales. And lots of people disappear at sea, never to be seen again. I'm telling you, those were all eaten by killer whales.
You can't prove that. That's so much bullshit.
I can, too, prove it. Remember when all them feet were washing up on Vancouver beaches, just the feet and the sneakers? Them people were all eaten by killer whales. Killer whales just don't like eating feet, so they spit those out, but they eat all the rest.
Somewhat it's been proven those are drowning victims and the feet just came off naturally as the bodies decomposed.
That's what Big Orca wants you to believe.
Have you been listening to Alex Jones again?
Have you been listening to the CBC again?
Okay, like the CBC is like actual news. It's just like done badly.
Alex Jones is real news. The CBC is fake news, just like CNN. Ask Donald Trump. He'll tell you.
Donald Trump doesn't give a damn about the CBC.
And neither should you. You should also stop watching documentaries on them killer whales. It just encourages them. The technical support monkey didn't have an answer for that, because, of course, she knows damn well Iggy is right. So she mumbled something about having to go to dance class and hung up. Idiot. Anyways, not much else going on this week other than Iggy's spending a whole lot of time sitting on Iggy's heating pad, wrapped in a blanket, under Iggy's basking lights on the couch, plotting revenge against Georgie for not moving us to Los Angeles instead of Victoria, Surrey. I see it's Iggy's heating pad. Georgie claims it's her heating pad, but screw her. A big, dumb, warm-blooded chimp like Georgie can make her own damn heat. So Iggy has claimed her heating pad as Iggy's heating pad. I've claimed it as my own, and that's the way it is now. Georgie's not allowed to use it. Anyways, Georgie's only had the one workshop in the attached garage studio in the last couple weeks. I don't really know what it was about because she locked the door so Iggy couldn't barge in and heckle. It was too cold and rainy to go around the outside and barge in from that door. Yeah, just cold and wet and rainy. And, you know, other than going over to Mrs. Brown with Anise House for the cross-stitch cult on Tuesdays, you know, which, you know, you got to go this afternoon. But other than that, you know, there's been days I'd want to get out of bed. I'd want to look out the window. I'd want to go straight back to bed because screw it. I ain't participating. You know, some days, it's like if you get out of bed, you're participating in the rainy weather, even from inside. And it's, I refuse to make it seem like it's okay. Absolutely. Plus, you know, Georgie's working all day, which is good. It's good that she has a job, but it does mean that, you know, there's a little less entertainment when Iguana can't hassle Georgie constantly. So, yeah. Nothing good on TV, neither. Yeah. Other than that, Mom's been telling the whole clan about how my baby is a civil rights leader. You know, since Iggy told, I think I mentioned in last week's show, told her about the whole silent protest thing. Anyway, well, Iguana gonna go have another nap, do some more silent protesting. Maybe later, you know, after the cross-stitch cult, get home in time before Georgie gets back from pretending to teach the other chimplings to, I don't know, finger paint with their own bodily fluids or whatever it is this week. Maybe Iguana will get around to setting up a booby trap for her when she gets home from work. Or maybe I'll just have another nap. I don't know. Booby traps kind of seems like a lot of work. Anyway, that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zelma the Destroyer. As I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, you're going to have to get up the energy to set up a booby trap for them. Or at least make them go swim with Tillicum. Or one of the, any killer whale will do. I think they're all kind of murderous. But anyways, except for the retard fish-eating ones that technical support monkey likes so much. But that's because she's a retard. Anyways, punish your monkey severely. Beat them. And you can go to my website, ZomaLeDestroyer.com. Grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Talk at you eggs next week, probably. Soonish, depending on the weather and whatnot. Talk to you soon, I guess. Bye.